Today is Thursday, September 8th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I was just looking before I started to see if we've actually gotten any calls to the old voicemail. And no, I don't see anything. The last call we got was on August 17th. You guys need to call in. 479-221-9393. Call in and say hi, and I'll play it on the show. So what happened yesterday? So, I don't know. I had orchestra, and I went early because... You know, we got in this, there's a new trumpet player, and I get stressed by not knowing what part I'm going to play, not knowing what seat I'm going to sit in. I like it to be very gray, you know, very black and white, not gray. I want to know what I'm playing. I want to know when I'm playing it. I want to know what seat I'm sitting in. It's just how, you know, but it's a church orchestra. And so it's very laid back, and it's everybody's like, oh, what do you want to play? Well, what do you want to play? Well, you know, where are you? But it's just the way it is. So, you know, I've had the same group, or we've had the same group of trumpet players for a couple of years now, or three or four years, I guess, because we weren't playing during COVID. And we kind of just worked out a method of, okay, you know, assigning parts and figuring out where people sit and all that kind of stuff. And so it had gotten in a nice rhythm. And because we don't do chair tryouts, it's not like we have a first chair and he plays all the first parts, etc. We just rotate stuff around. And I think I would actually enjoy it more if we had assigned parts, but the thing is, then people would not get to, you know, somebody would always be stuck on third part for the, you know, so it wouldn't be as fun. And for a volunteer group, you want it to be as rewarding as possible so that, you know, there's no people quitting because they're not getting to stretch themselves and play first part or whatever. So we have this new trumpet player, and I have a certain seat that I like to sit in. And you know, I got used to it. So I went early so that I could set up the chairs, because normally we have three chairs. Now we've got a fourth trumpet player. So I wanted to set up the chairs and make sure that I was there first so I could sit in the chair that I wanted to sit in. I know this sounds crazy. It is what it is. And so I set up the chair, you know, I moved the chairs around. I added a fourth chair. I talked to the music director, got a stand for the guy, you know, for the new guy, and had it all set up. I was in my seat before any trumpet players arrived. All worked perfectly. Now what I need to do for the next 3 or 4 weeks is always sit in that, get there a little bit early and sit in that chair so that everyone understands that is my chair. Because, yeah, you know, it is what it is, but I, it sounds a little childish, but I get stressed out if I have to be like, oh, I don't want to sit, you know, whatever. I don't want to sit in a different place. Plus the thing is, we have these things called avioms, and what they are, if you watch, well, we watch James Corden, as I've talked about before. And if you watch James Corden, the music director and the band have avioms, and they're these, I don't know, little boxes, you know, that have buttons on them and dials. They're basically audio sources for headphones. They're like headphone amps, but they have all of these different channels in them. And usually, or at least in our situation, we have a click track. So because we don't have a director that's actually waving their arms in front of us, or a conductor that's actually, you know, conducting us, we use a click to make sure that all the musicians are together. Because otherwise, you know, and we have a pretty big stage. So the drums are on one side of the stage, you know, where the orchestra is on the other side, the choir's in the middle. We have guitars and other things. And so, you know, if you tried to depend on the drum set or something else for keeping your rhythm, you wouldn't be able to do it because there's a delay. The stage is large. So there might be there's a small delay between the drum and, you know, and us, we'll say. So these Aviom's have a click track and you can control your own volume. We each have our own, so we can control our own volume for our click track and for the various microphones on the stage and stuff. So we can have, and we have earphones that we put in, and it's like a, you know, a pop singer. You see, they have those earpieces and they're hearing, they may not be hearing a click track, but they're hearing themselves. They're hearing, you know, the backup music and stuff like that. So I also don't like to switch chairs because when you set your Aviom with the correct, you know, levels for, oh, I want to hear the click this volume and I want to hear the singers at this volume and I want to hear the piano at this volume or whatever, I don't want next week to switch chairs and have a different one and have to, you know, reset it again. I'm just making excuses here. So bottom line is, last night we did share an Aviom, but I added a chair. I'm going to train everyone to my new seating position. And then we're going to get an Aviom there for the fourth trumpet guy. And hopefully everything will be fine. But I got there early, got it set up. Everything was fine. He bought my iPad, my old iPad from me. So he was using my old iPad and everything went great. The music director actually turned 50. I don't know if his birthday was yesterday, but he turned 50 sometime this week, maybe yesterday, I'm not sure. And his family, I wasn't clear whether it was his family or whether the choir pitched in. I'm not really sure, but he was given a trip to Hawaii for his 50th birthday, and they were leaving this morning, and he had no idea. So after rehearsal, his children, you know, went up on stage and before he, you know, closed everything out and said, oh, hold on. We have an announcement to make, you know, whatever. And so they told him all this and he was shocked because he thought he was going to be, you know, working this week and directing the music on Sunday and like all that kind of stuff. And they left this morning. So they're like, don't worry, all the arrangements have been made. Everyone knows what to do. We've got cover for you. You're leaving tomorrow with your wife to go, you know, with our mom to go to Hawaii. So that should be fun. So basically at the end of rehearsal, I just picked up some food for Mark and I, came back. We watched Breaking Bad and we watched Big Brother. And we, you know, kind of closed up our evening that way. Breaking Bad, I am enjoying Breaking Bad. And we're almost done with it. So now I feel like we started Breaking Bad on the weekend, but we couldn't have. We have to have been watching it for more than a week. I don't remember now, but we are on season 5, like episode 6. So we have eaten our way through Breaking Bad. And now the question is whether we're going to now watch Better Call Saul and get caught up with that. And I don't know. I mean, I think we will, because I think we're enjoying Breaking Bad enough. But, you know, that main character in Breaking Bad, I know everyone else has watched Breaking Bad but us. But I just want to say, Walter White, I've read several articles and watched or listened to podcasts, watch videos where they're talking about Breaking Bad and how good it is. And, oh, there's such a progression between this innocent, you know, chemist to this hardened criminal or whatever. And I'll say, I don't know that he ever made it to hardened criminal unless it happens in like the last 4 episodes or something, because he still makes idiotic, stupid choices and acts very erratically and not I don't think he does a good job being a criminal in a lot of these episodes. And the other thing is, there was a progression, but I feel like from season 3 to 4, there was a big switch flip where he became much more, like not caring, like, somebody gets killed. Oh, well, you know, it just had to happen. Nonchalant. I can't think of the word I'm looking for, but anyway, we're almost finished with it. We'll make a decision, you know, once we're done, if we're going to go right to Better Call Saul. I don't know. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.